Welcome to the Armour Men's Health Hour with Dr. Mystery and Donna Lee.
Hello and welcome to the Armour Men's Health Hour. I'm Dr. Mystery, your host, here with my co-host, Donna Lee.
Hello, everybody. Happy day out there.
Donna just completed her fifth year with our practice. We're really proud of that. I had absolutely no recollection of that time, nor did I celebrate in every way. Whenever you spend a year in our practice, you get a little pin that looks like a sperm. So now she proudly wears her fifth sperm pin.
It's the most sperm I've had on my body in a long time. Don't tell Michael.
Oh, my God.
Michael's jealous of my sperm pins at work.
Oh, gosh. It reminds me of my favorite joke of all time from Donna Lee, and that is, do you know who wishes they had retrograde ejaculation?
President Clinton.
That's pretty good.
Oh, that
especially
good
on this episode. Radio station. I love playing that joke. This is a men's health show. I'm a board-certified urologist, not a board-certified comedian. That is Donna.
That is right.
We love bringing you this show. We have a lot of fun doing it. We had a patient just this week tell us, I didn't know erectile dysfunction could be so fun.
Yeah, we put the fun in erectile dysfunction.
Sorry to those of you listening to this with your kids.
If you're not having fun with your erectile dysfunction.
But if you want to see us as a patient, if you want to ask us questions, we would love to kind of give you our two cents on what's going on with you. I would say probably nowadays, probably about half the patients that I'm seeing in the clinic are transferring care from another urologist. We are seeing quite a few of them. And I think it's because just kind of the approach that we take on the radio is exactly the approach that you're going to see in the clinic, a real holistic approach to men's health and urologic health, taking your erectile dysfunction, BPH symptoms, what you want out of your treatment, and taking it really seriously. Mm-hmm. And a lot of our patients, they want more than just drugs or surgery. They want to know about supplements. They want to know what's really wrong underneath. Like, what is causing my problem? And these are the kinds of approaches that we like to take, even though it takes time.
I talked to a patient not too long ago, and he's been seeing another urologist at a larger clinic in town. Don't know what that is. And he said he's been seeing that guy for like forever and ever, and not once has that urologist asked about his diet or lifestyle.
Well, you have to have people in the office that are trained to fix it, number one, and care about fixing a problem. I think a lot of patients out there are suspicious that doctors want to keep their patients sick so that we keep seeing you. I love new patients. I don't need to see the same patient that I haven't fixed over and over again. So I'd like to help you fix your problem so that you can move on with your life. And then
you can still stay in touch, though.
Yes.
I mean, send us pictures
via
and stuff.
Email or friend us on FaceTime.
The Facebook. My mom calls it Fakebook.
Fakebook.
Don't you on the Fakebook? That's what she said the other day.
We can't encourage people to join it and then insult it.
Call it wrong names.
We love answering your questions. Donna, how do people get a hold of us? Where are our offices and how do you ask us a question?
You can call us at 512-238-0762 during the week. You can send us emailed questions that we'll answer anonymously to armormenshealth@gmail.com. And then you can, of course, visit us in person, Round Rock, North Austin, South Austin, and Dripping Springs, Texas. Our podcasts are wherever you listen to a free podcast. And I am all about a podcast, Dr. Mystery. I've, you know, moved on from the mystery ones, like the murder mystery ones, and listening to Dr. Mystery podcasts.
Oh, good. Because if you're listening to anybody else's podcast, that makes me feel really jealous.
I know. Me too.
Give us a question.
Okay. This one is a patient who sent in a different question. He had a procedure, a resume procedure, which is the prostate spa, right? With the steam. So he said, during this post-procedure healing process, I had a very odd experience. I noted development of a very small hard lump deep in the shaft of my penis. Oh, that sounds like somebody stuck a pebble in there. Mm-hmm. I also noted the shaft of the penis had developed a subtle hourglass shape. The hourglass shape was more evident with an erection. Over a couple of weeks, the lump disappeared and the penile shaft returned to its normal shape. Do you have any idea what might have caused this to happen during the healing process? Could it have had something to do with the resume procedure?
It's a great question. And just so that the listeners understand, when people have an enlarged prostate, one of the ways that we can address an enlarged prostate is through an office-based procedure called resume, R-E-Z-U-M with a funny little accent over the U. Mm-hmm. And it is a procedure in which we put a scope or a camera rod inside the penis, guide it to the prostate, which surrounds the urethra, use a needle that injects hot steam into the prostate gland. Mm. This causes the tissue underneath the urethra to involute or to get smaller and to die, and the prostate shrinks in the process.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that process of shrinking does involve inflammation and the body kind of eating dead cells. That healing process can last several weeks. And when it's done, you hope to have a nice open channel that your urine can flow through, and you can pee a lot better.
Mm-hmm.
So if you are interested in learning more about the Rezum procedure, or you can go to our website, you can look at videos on YouTube, R-E-Z-U-M,
mm-hmm.
or you can just come and make an appointment and we can give you our buffet of BPH options. You're gonna get an opportunity to visualize the buffet at our Make America Pee Again event that we're going to have more information on sometime in May. Now, of course, if you're listening to this in podcast form, that's May of 2022. So if you're listening to it,
and our regular listeners passed, know that we had one in the past and it was very successful.
And we may even videotape it.
Oh.
I don't know.
I don't know how to do that.
I have a face for radio.
Yep.
The question that this listener has is, what happened to his penis that caused it to develop a nodule, an hourglass deformity, a curvature, and then it resolved? And I will tell you, that guy is lucky.
Really?
Yeah.
Because it went away?
Because it went away.
Right.
So he developed Peyronie's disease, which is a very commonly talked about topic on our show.
Temporary Peyronie's.
The company that treats Peyronie's disease, which is usually a penile curvature associated with a nodule in the penis, they have advertisements that say that 5% of men have Peyronie's disease. And I would always look at that and say, that's crap. Mm. There's no way there's that much. But now I'm 100% convinced that every man that listens to the show has a penile curvature.
There's something.
And fortunately, we're very good about fixing it and addressing it and making you satisfied. But the hourglass deformity is the hardest one to fix. This is where you have kind of like a waste, like a pinching in of the penis when it's erect. And it's the hardest one to fix. It causes a lot of instability in the erection, so you can actually hurt yourself when you're trying to have sex with an hourglass deformity. And that's what you had. You had a Peyronie's disease with a nodule and hourglass deformity, and you are one of the lucky ones where it resolved. Only about 30% will it fully resolve.
Oh.
So you're in a lucky category. And then the final step of that is, did the Rezum procedure cause the Peyronie's?
Right.
And there's an answer that is no, but I say maybe.
Coincidentally, and, yeah. I mean,
that's just, if you look at the data, like, so you'll do large studies of 10,000 men and do resumes on all of them, and there won't be any increased risk of Peyronie's in the treated and non-treated ones. But I will tell you that the number of patients that come to me that say they develop Peyronie's after a procedure on their prostate or their penis is very high.
Hmm.
And I see a lot of Peyronie's disease because of the show and because of kind of what our interest is.
Right.
So I'm convinced that there is the potential for leading to some type of penile trauma that led to this Peyronie's case.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think there's any evidence that I wouldn't be able to cite any studies. This is really just my own anecdotal feeling on it. And the fact that it got better is just such a wonderful thing.
Right.
Now, the problem is the process of healing in a Peyronie's case is a 1 year. It's 12 months. So you could be fine and then bent and then fine and then bent.
Oy.
Like that, it can happen. It can recur and go into remission at the same time. So if I were this patient, I would certainly start getting on supplements and things of that nature that build blood flow to the penis, that maintain good health. So if that was a patient of ours, which I'm sure it would have come to my attention if that was a patient of ours, but if it was a patient of ours, I would put you on a daily Cialis. I would put you on a curcumin supplement.
Mm-hmm.
We would think about doing Shockwave. These are all kind of regenerative kind of approaches to kind of keep the arteries, nerves, the interior lining of the penis nice and healthy. Because, like I said, this Peyronie's process evolves over a year, and you'd hate to say, oh, avoided that bullet, and then wake up tomorrow with an hourglass deformity and other problems that that maybe if you had taken a more kind of proactive role, you could have avoided.
Right.
So it shouldn't make men fearful of having prostate procedures. And I think this is a fairly...
Because it's rare.
Yeah, because it's rare, and I think this is atypical. But I think for the peace of mind for this listener, I'll say that I probably would agree that the Rezum or the injury, the, some procedure on your prostate may have contributed to the mm-hmm. to the deformity. And I don't think that just because it went away, you think you should you're out of the woods.
Yeah.
So if you're looking for a second opinion, if you're looking for advice on these kind of funny looking penis problems, we would love to see you. Donna, how do people mm-hmm. get a hold of us?
You know who also has hourglass deformities? Oh. All of the Kardashians. You can call us during the week at 512-238. I mean, their butts are just so big. 512-238-0762. And our website is armormenshealth.com. Our email address is armormenshealth@gmail.com. And you can check out our podcasts wherever you listen to free podcasts. And keep sending your questions. Thank you, Dr. Mystery.
Thank you, Donna.
The Armor Men's Health Hour will be right back. If you have questions for Dr. Mystery, email him at armormenshealth@gmail.com.